Since hypoxemia is a direct cause of death in childhood pneumonia, and between 1.5 to 2.7 million children with hypoxemic pneumonia present to health centers worldwide each year, supplemental oxygen is essential for the management of many cases of pneumonia. All children with proven or suspected hypoxemia should receive supplemental oxygen, and oxygenation should be monitored by pulse oximetry. Nasal prongs or nasal cannula is the preferred method of oxygen delivery in infants and young children, but nasal or nasopharyngeal catheters can be used if nasal prongs are not available. Face masks and head boxes are typically inferior to nasal prongs for delivering oxygen. Continue oxygen until saturations are greater than 90% or until signs of respiratory distress are no longer present. Sadly, many clinics and hospitals in low-resource settings lack oxygen systems and pulse oximetry monitoring or implement this technology ineffectively. Let's complete a quiz question. In Papua New Guinea, the implementation of an improved oxygen monitoring and delivery system resulted in what percentage decrease in pneumonia-related mortality? Select the correct answer and click the Submit button to receive feedback.